Welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And on the phone today, I have the director of the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mark Holbrook. Mark, are you there?
I am here. Good to be with you, Mike.
And we're social distancing. I'm here in the studio. You're at home. Our main topic today is going to be what restaurants are open and, you know, maybe some of the procedures, whatever people need to know so they can get out and get some food. So
absolutely.
I'll let you start. And,
all right. Well, what I'd like to do, Mike, though, not to change it up on you a little bit, I'd like to talk about three main points when it comes to dealing with the situation we're all in with COVID-19. And the first one, I'll talk about the impact of COVID-19 on the tourism industry in Marion County. We'll talk about what's going on right now, including the efforts that the Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with other community organizations, are doing to help our local businesses. And then we'll try to forecast a little bit into the future and see what the future may hold for us as far as tourism goes. And, of course, when we talk about tourism, we're not talking about something that's apart and separate from our community. We're talking about an integral part of our economy to the tune of, for example, our last year we have data, it was 2018, and visitors spent $104 million in Marion.
Oh, wow.
So, and then last year, that we'll get those numbers soon, and it'll be very similar. So it's a very significant part of our economy. A recent report that was commissioned by the Ohio Travel Association came out last week that takes a look at what we should expect to see for the state of Ohio as a whole. And this will hold steady, really, for most communities. And that reflects a 72% drop in tourism spending in the month of March, 83% in April, 60% in May, 40% in June, and actually does not show us getting to normal levels for the rest of the year.
Oh, my.
Because travel is just not going to be on the top of people's list. Mm-hmm. Now, the good news is, as a community that's close to major cities like Columbus and is easy to get to from around the state, we do have a bright spot in that we will be attractive to people within the state of Ohio. But this impact right now doesn't help us when we think about that in the future. Everybody's dealing with what's going on now. Hardest hit, actually, I shouldn't even quantify it because it's hard for everybody. I'll say one obvious industry sector that's being hard hit is our hotels.
Sure.
We had the six hotels out by State Route 23, and it's anticipated that their revenue will be down for the months of March and April about 90%.
Oh, my.
So they're struggling right now, and sometimes they're not, some days they're not seeing anyone at all. There is some essential travel. We do have a few construction projects going on in the community. They're helping a little bit. But there are a lot of unemployed hotel workers right now, unfortunately. Another sector that's being hit very, very hard are our attractions, places like the Palace Theater, the Exploratorium, the Marion County Historic Society Heritage Hall, and others you may not be as familiar with, like the Huber Machinery Museum, Union Station, and the Women's Club Home. These are in the Carr Harding Home, actually, which was supposed to open at the end of May, the home itself. And so they have zero revenue, and they still have bills to pay. So it's very difficult for them. Our retail shops, a few can do online, but most are just closed. And even if they do have online options, it's not going to make up for the loss in sales because, of course, the joy of shopping is going into that local shop and browsing around and talking with the owner. And then finally, of course, is our restaurants, which have been pretty prominent, not only within our community in Marion, but around the state and the country. One of the major efforts that's been going on throughout the United States is to support our local restaurants because, of course, they are open for takeout. And so there's a lot of things going on to support them. Here in Marion, specifically, what's going on is we at the Convention and Visitors Bureau have shifted all of our marketing to local right now, encouraging people to support our local businesses. And we actually have pages on our website that will encourage you to do so. We have an overall page called COVID-19 Info and Updates that has a list of resources for you. Then we have our Support Our Local Restaurants page, which is a full list of all the restaurants that we have gotten information from, whether they're open or closed, carry out, whether they do DoorDash, Grubhub, online ordering, and all of that. And I have to say, this that page there is actually a collaboration with the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Marion, Inc. We've been working very closely together in all these efforts. So if you go to visitmarionohio.com, you'll see it right on the homepage. There's three what we call rotator images at the top, and on the right there, you can click to the pages to get all that information. Now, we added something new just on Friday, and that's on our Facebook page. We've created a Facebook group, and it's called Taste of Marion Mobile Edition, and this is a takeoff from Downtown Marion, Inc.'s Taste of Marion event they do every year, which unfortunately had to be canceled this year. And so we've created a mobile edition. And what's happening is every day, not Sundays and not this past Saturday, but hopefully coming soon on future Saturdays, that we will feature a restaurant with special menu items and encourage everyone to just descend on that restaurant that day. And whether it's lunch or dinner, and support them with that. We've heard reports from around the country of this being very successful. Some restaurants have done a week's worth of business in one day. And this is the kind of support they need right now.
Sure.
Because a lot of them have had to lay off workers. They're trying to keep their business going. And this is crucial for us as a community to keep our local places going. It's the heart and soul of who we are as a community. It's the places we gather. They're the owners are local people, and it's what gives a community its flavor is its local restaurants and shops and things like that. So we're really working hard to support these businesses as best we can. And so I encourage you to go on to our Facebook page, the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and you'll see, click on groups, and you can join the group. It's open to anybody to join, and that way you'll get in the feed and you'll get those daily specials. They come out at about right around 10 o'clock every morning, Monday through Friday, hopefully Saturdays too. And we'll, as I said, we'll feature a different restaurant each time. And I was today's was Candy Shack and Candy Shop. The Candy Shack and Cafe was today. I had lunch there. It was great. Called ahead, ordered online, went and picked it up, and was on my way.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage you all to do that, and just check out some place you maybe haven't been before, or you said, "Oh, I was meant to go there." Well, if you have a little bit of time, now we also want to we want to say this too. We recognize that for some people right now, the idea of getting takeout would be challenging, and we understand that. And we're saying if you're able, if it works for you and your family to be able to come and do this and support our businesses, then please do. But if you're in a unfortunate situation where you can't do that, we understand. And don't feel bad about it. We know that when things get back to somewhat normal and people get back to work, that you'll be there for our local places. So don't feel guilty. Don't feel bad. We understand and just wish you well in recovery after this is all over. But for those who can, we really encourage you to do that.
But if you don't feel safe doing that, stay home.
That's the other thing. If you do not, there are options. Again, go back to the visitmarionohio.com and see who delivers. If you don't want to leave home, there are a lot of our local restaurants that have delivery or through the DoorDash or Grubhub, or have started delivering themselves. Some of our restaurants are actually delivering now that didn't before during this time. So you can still support them that way as well.
Well, and these folks that are delivering are taking precautions such as wearing masks and wearing gloves when they deliver so that you don't have to have personal contact with those people.
And absolutely. Every place, all of our restaurants I've been in, I've seen them being very, very careful in observing all the rules that they can. Obviously, they're doing as much social distancing as they can, but they do have the gloves and masks on and are doing an excellent job of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's important at this time.
Yeah, it is important, and it's also a reminder, I think, for us just of how important our local businesses are. Again, we recognize that we have a lot of other businesses in our community that are closed, and people are out of work, and we understand that. And we hope they get back open as soon as possible. In the meantime, the one thing we can do to get through this is to support our local businesses so that they will be here later on when things do start to get back to as normal as they're going to get for a while, I think is the smart thing to say. We don't know what the new normal is going to be, but we do know that we want our local businesses to be there with us in our community.
Yes. Well, when you're supporting your local businesses, you're also supporting their suppliers. You're supporting the local farmers. All mm-hmm. these people are hurting because of this. So we need to support those local folks.
And yes, we do. And now more than ever, as they say. And it's interesting when we think about, we talk about this a lot, and I've talked about this on your station several times as well, when we talk about supporting local businesses and how, you know, every dollar you spend at a chain restaurant or a corporate retailer, 70% of it leaves town.
Yes.
And we're not saying those are bad businesses. We love having them here. Mm-hmm. They're important, and we need them. But when you shop local, 100% stays right here in the community. And then get spent. For example, if you're a restaurant worker and you take home your wages, then you are, those same dollars that came into the economy are being reinvested into the economy by that local worker.
Right.
So it has a double impact. Actually, it has a triple impact because some of that money that you spend at a local restaurant, then they use to buy local produced supplies, as you mentioned, from farmers. Even if it's the local restaurant supply, it's still a local business that is being invested in. So it's very, very important to keep these businesses here with us, because without them, we start to lose our identity. I mean, we all have fond memories, and we're probably reminiscing quite a bit right now, of good times with friends and family at a local restaurant or museum or even a park or things like that. So it is a time to realize just how important these are and how much we need to make sure they're here later on this year when we can go out again whenever we want to and wherever we want to. I mentioned earlier our attractions and how much they're suffering. We're also encouraging folks, if you are able, you know, if it's within your means right now, to consider buying a membership or making a donation to those organizations.
Oh,
they are, you know, shuttered right now. They're closed. And these are, you know, our nonprofit attractions, so the ones I mentioned, the Palace, Exploratorium, Heritage Hall, Huger Museum, Women's Club Home, the Marion Union Station, and, of course, the Harding Home, and soon to be open, the Residential Museum. And they could use our support right now as well. And so if you can, consider doing that. We're actually just started today our Membership Monday campaign on social media, encouraging people to become a member of one of our cultural organizations. Today we featured the Exploratorium, which is our newest museum. It's a wonderful children's museum there on South Main Street in the old library building.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful place for kids. And yes, they're closed now, and it may be a while until they can open up. And they're doing the best they can under these conditions, and we want to make sure they're here. They haven't been open that log, so we want to make sure they're here later on when it is time to get out and about again. And I know the Palace Theater is a favorite for all of us, and of course all the concerts have been canceled, and folks are working from home, and the theater is dark, is the term that's used when there's nothing going on.
Right.
And, you know, it is a gem for us in the community and a place that has created so many memories for us. And it consequently also brings in thousands of people from out of town every single year who travel from all around Ohio and even beyond to come see the performances. So we want to make sure they're still here. We want to make sure that Heritage Hall, our local historical society, is here in the future, because it is the repository of the stories of who we are, and it's vitally important to us as a community. It's the bicentennial year, and those events have been put on hold right now. As you well know, Mike, I'm involved with the committee on that, and it's been very disappointing to not continue on with our speaker series, which was so very, very popular. I had great attendance, but we'll bring those back. All of the presentations that we had to postpone will be rescheduled for later in the year, so we can bring these back to everybody. But it's important that we, you know, not only make sure that Heritage Hall and the Historic Society is here in the future, but make sure that it's a viable organization that can continue that important work of collecting and storing the stories of who we are as a people. And that will continue on with our help. And so we encourage you to consider becoming a member of the Historical Society.
And may I say, right now they are continuing to get history out there online. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Well, you're probably more familiar with it than I am.
Okay.
But I know a lot of our cultural organizations are doing a lot of wonderful work. I know the Palace Theater is actually on their Facebook page are posting performances, entertaining short performances, videos from local folks, which is very entertaining. You should check that out. And, yeah, go ahead. Why don't you, Mike, talk a little about what the Historical Society is doing?
Well, they've been putting historical moments, I know, on Facebook and probably as well on their website.
I've
been updating that regularly. I presume Randy Winland's very involved with that.
Okay, yes. I thought you were referring to maybe museum tours online, which I think I've seen a little bit of. You're referring to the Bicentennial Moments and Memories.
Yes, yes.
Which is you'll find on the Facebook page for the Marion Bicentennial. And that is a page dedicated solely to the Bicentennial in Marion. And it is a wonderful page. Every day, every single day, there's a Moments and Memories that takes a look back at something in the history of Marion. And yes, Randy Winland, who's the chair of our Bicentennial Committee, is the one who oversees that and researches them and writes them. And then Ella Messenger, who's also on our committee, is the one who puts them together graphically, and they're just beautiful. They look like they're on a paper scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And these are great little snippets. They only take maybe a minute to 2 minutes at most to read, and in great little pieces of history.
Oh, yeah, I've enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah. For example, today's Bicentennial Moments and Memories is all about the history of public parks.
Oh, I hadn't seen that one yet.
Yep. Now, that just posted this morning. These post in the morning every day. So there will be 365, well, we start in February, I guess, so there'll be about 340 Bicentennial Moments and Memories.
Mm-hmm.
One for each day of the year. They're just fascinating to read.
Randy had one on there recently about the theaters from the past, and I thought that was a good one. Now, can somebody go back and see all of these someplace?
Yeah, if you just go to Marion County, Ohio Bicentennial Celebration, which is on the Facebook page, you can scroll down, and they're all there. So you could scroll. There are a few other posts too, but mostly that's what's there. And you can also see people's comments about them as well. And it's, that's pretty fun to look at too, as people, these jog people's memories. But you can go all the way back to the very first one and catch up and read them all.
So I am presuming that once we're things are safe and we can go back out, that some of the events that have been scheduled for the Bicentennial of Marion will hopefully take place, and we won't miss out on all of them.
And that's our hope, too. It's hard to say just
right
exactly what it's going to look like. Of course, the Bicentennial also had some other projects going on. I mean, a project where digitization days, where you could various times and places throughout the county all year, we would set up and people could bring photographs and letters and other things that would be scanned. And then they would receive a flash drive copy of the digital copy of those items. But then they would also go into the archives for the Historic Society. Mm-hmm. We may not get as many of those scheduled now because we're not going to be able to do them this spring. And the same could be might be true for some of our oral history sessions that we hope to do as well. So things might get condensed a little bit. It's too soon to tell how it's going to impact the various communities around the county who all are planning bicentennial events, or if they have an annual event incorporating the bicentennial into that. So those were mostly all summer and into early fall. So it's a little soon to tell what's going to happen there as far as scheduling goes. So we'll just see.
Now, I have a question. I don't know if you can answer it. Night at Heritage Hall was, of course, canceled. Do you know mm-hmm. if there's any plan to do that in the future this year?
I have not. I've not heard if they're going to try to reschedule it or not. And I think this is true for all of our cultural organizations, is it's very difficult to plan because we don't know at what point we'll be able to have large gatherings of people again.
Right.
So to say that, you know, we're going to reschedule it for July, we don't know if you can have 100 people together
true.
In July yet.
It gets pretty congested in there for that event, that particular
yeah.
event.
So, it's just a lot of unknown. And, you know, we're all, as we all are, we're watching the governor's press conferences and hearing, you know, what's going on and what the plans are and so on and so forth. So,
or like I call it, the Mike and Amy show.
Yes. and of course, they're being careful.
They are.
Slowly rolling
they're
out.
They're doing a super job, by the way. I wasn't making fun of them. They are doing a super job with what they have to work with.
I agree, too. And you know, I have friends from around the country who have said to me that they are, you guys are very fortunate there because your folks are doing a great job. And I think they are. They're regardless of whether or not you agree with all the details, they're doing a very good job of keeping everyone informed as best they can. So how that impacts us going forward, we don't know. And, of course, we just all learned today that school will not be in session for the rest of this year.
Yes.
So that means through the end of May. And with that in mind, makes us wonder then how that's going to impact, that kind of decision will impact events and other things. And, of course, you know, our event season really in Marion doesn't kick off until the county fair in July. We have a few, you know, individual events like a night at Heritage Hall and things like that, and, of course, concerts at the Palace. But our big, you know, festival event season really kicks off with the county fair, and everything then kind of comes after that. So we'll just wait and see how it all shakes out and how it all works.
Yeah, I'm wondering how the popcorn festival is going to look. Of course, we can't predict that right now. We don't know by September what things will be like.
Yeah. Yes, we have no idea come September what things will be like. We don't know how soon we'll get back to the point where there won't be any restrictions on mass gatherings. We just don't know that yet. And I think a lot depends on just how things proceed as we go along. I would say the Ohioans have done a fantastic job so far, because we are actually one of the better states as far as suppressing this virus, and the numbers show that, aside from the recent jumps in Marion, which is a unique situation, but overall, we've done a very good job of it. So the better job we do, then the sooner things can start to open back up again.
Sure.
Of course, that's what we're all hopeful for, is that we can get our businesses back open and get things thriving again. So you want to talk about the future a little bit more?
Well, let's do that. Let's get some cheery news on here.
Well, I don't know if it's cheery news, but taking a look forward, as far as the tourism industry goes, which also is, as I mentioned, closely tied to our overall economic health in Marion, there's several things going on that are very encouraging. Number one, Tourism Ohio, which is like our state visitors bureau, mm-hmm. Is changing their focus. They normally do a lot of out-of-state advertising, as you would expect, trying to get people to come into the state. You want those outside dollars. And so they've adjusted their advertising, and for the next few months, they will be advertising only within the state. And the main message of that advertising will be encouraging Ohioans to support each other. Support local restaurants and online shopping for now, but then as things start to open back up, they will be heavily promoting Ohioans to move within the state and support all of our wonderful places within Ohio. So that's very encouraging, mm-hmm. and it makes sense because people are not going to be too eager to travel very far initially, and it will be a gradual process before people get back to traveling any kind of distance. And so for now, the hope is that as things open up, then people, for example, for us here in Marion, we'll see people start to come in from surrounding counties and even Columbus. And then as things get better and better, then that will broaden and they'll come from farther away. And we're looking forward to that. I know our hotels are as well, because it's the farther away folks that are staying overnight that we're hopefully we can get started coming back to visit Marion again as soon as possible. So we're in communication with Tourism Ohio, as all the CVBs are, and we're all talking about, you know, best practices as far as how we approach getting the tourism industry rebooted after all of this. Once we transition from the what we're doing now, where we're asking all of you in the community to support local businesses, and then we'll start to branch out and talk to folks within an hour, say, of Marion, encouraging them to come in and dine and shop and do other things, and then eventually, as I mentioned, we'll move farther out. And so am I optimistic? Yeah, I am, and there's a few reasons for that. Number one, we are in a good location. We're next to Columbus, and I think people will feel more comfortable moving about to a more rural community.
Mm-hmm.
The sense of being more spacious will be more comfortable to them, and we're going to rely on that and promote that. And then also, Marion, before this all started, Marion was viewed in the state of Ohio and in the central Ohio region as an up-and-coming community that had a lot going on and was just the place where there's just a lot of action. We've seen it with so many local businesses opening up. The number of businesses that we've had open up, specifically in the downtown but elsewhere in the last 18 months, has been tremendous. And that growth was set to continue. And so we expect it's going to pick right back up. That's why we're all working so hard to support those businesses now, so that later on they're all still there and we haven't lost any ground but can get started right back up again. I think another reason to be optimistic, you think about it, we just had a groundbreaking for a seventh hotel.
Oh, really?
Just a couple of months ago. And it's across from the Kohl's department store. It's called My Place Hotels, and it's a hotel chain out of North Dakota. And this is their very first My Place Hotel in the state of Ohio. They picked Marion for their first one, and construction is still going on. They're set to open this fall.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be doing that if they didn't think that this was a place worth investing in. And, of course, the Harding Presidential Center is going to be a very significant event in the fall when it opens. And we see people, yes, is our visitation going to be down from outside of Ohio? Unfortunately, it probably will. But I think the positive way to look at this is the fact that, hey, we're going to have a new presidential museum, and that's going to help tremendously.
I'm sure it will.
So I think what we'll lose in out-of-state visitation, we'll gain in in-state visitation, as people are looking to travel closer into home. So, yeah, we might lose, the families from two or three states away, but we'll get the families from Cleveland and Dayton and Youngstown and Cambridge and wherever. So I think we'll still do well as a result of that. And, of course, Marion is a community of people who work hard, and they are working hard right now. Do all of this really hard, our restaurants and our other businesses, but just our people in general. Yeah, all of our healthcare workers and everybody is working really hard to get through this as best we can. And the sense of unity that's coming out of that is going to make us stronger as we emerge from it and start to return, if not back to the same normal, to a new normal, but return back to the growth and excitement in this community that has been going on. I'm convinced it's going to continue.
Something to look forward to for sure.
Absolutely. And so bottom line is, I think for us as a community in Marion, this is a very difficult situation for a lot of people. And a lot of people are suffering. Whether you have the virus or not, a lot of people are suffering as a result of this. And it's very unfortunate. What we're trying to do at the Convention and Visitors Bureau is serve the people of Marion as best we can right now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the best thing we can do for the community is to help our local businesses so that they stay with us, because we're going to need them. They're going to be huge. When this is over and people start traveling again, we are going to need those dollars from outside of Marion to come into the community.
Certainly.
For our economy to rebound. It's essential. Because as people get back to work, that's going to inject a lot of dollars into our local economy. Very, very true. But we need those outside dollars as well. And as we like to say in tourism, we love visitors because they come in, they spend their money, and then they go home. and we don't have to build roads and sewers and things for them.
Right.
Because they go back to their own home. And so we're doing what we can now to help those businesses. We will be doing as early as next month, starting our marketing and promotions within an hour to hour and a half of Marion to invite people to come and visit us again. And then as the summer goes on, then we'll spread that throughout the entire state of Ohio. We'll do that through a lot of means. We work closely with Ohio Magazine, the premier Ohio travel magazine, that is very popular, and they've been gracious, and they're an Ohio company, so they've been gracious with all of us in the tourism industry and helping us to rearrange our marketing schedules. We do a lot of online digital advertising, and that's we've shifted our focus with that so that we can appeal, as I mentioned, close in and then farther out. But are starting a little bit later. Normally, we start our marketing campaigns in April.
Mm-hmm.
And the honest answer is right now, advertising this month is not a wise investment of our dollars.
Right.
It makes more sense to start next month when people are starting to think about recovery a little more seriously. And then we also do a lot of advertising through other channels and publications. Our visitor guide is distributed throughout the state and beyond. And so we'll continue those efforts and just try to get the message out that Marion's here. We're a community. We're welcoming our visitors and just highlighting all the wonderful things that we have to do. Now, in the last few minutes we have, Mike, I want to take a moment. I've been talking about what we've been doing at the Visitors Bureau, and not just us, of course, the Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Marion, Inc., and so many others. Marion Maid is doing a great job of promotion, and so many of our organizations. But I want to talk for a minute about what the people of Marion can do as far as helping our economy rebound later this year, specifically when it comes to the tourism industry. Invite your friends and family to come visit. Tell people what a great town you live in. When you're on Facebook, and you can do this right now, instead of complaining about the situation, why not let your friends know, I live in a great place, and I can't wait, as soon as this is all over, for you all to come and visit us.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about the places you enjoy going, whether it's a restaurant or an attraction or the parks or an event, and talk about those things on your social media or when you're on the phone or whatever, and help people to understand what a great community we have and what a great place it is to visit. Help us to get them to come visit as soon as it's possible, and that will help bring our economy back much quicker. It's going to come back anyway. I know it will. It was doing well before. We will do well again.
I think it'll be stronger, actually, just an opinion. But
I think you're right. We will be stronger. You know, I'm a history guy, as you know, Mike.
Oh, yes.
And as a historian in my past career, one of the things I learned very quickly is that people are very resilient. And in difficult times make for better people. And after every war, after every depression, the folks come out on the other end of it stronger and better people. And I'm convinced we're going to do that in Marion as well. And I, for one, can't wait for that to happen. Actually, obviously, everybody can't wait for that to happen. We want it to happen sooner than later. I think we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully, from what all the officials are saying, so we can start to get back on track and get things going again, and getting those visitors in and enjoying what we love about our community.
Certainly. Just so you know where we are, we've got about 3 minutes left.
Well, in 3 minutes, then I will remind everybody of our resources we have right now during the COVID-19 situation at visitmarionohio.com. We have pages for you that will help you out. Together as a community takes a look at how you can support our local nonprofit attractions on there. It will show you links to their website, and you can become a member or donor if you're able and support them right now because they're all closed. They have no visitors, and that's the main source of revenue. And so we'd encourage you to do that. We have our COVID-19 info and updates page, and on that you will find all kinds of resources. We have links to the Ohio Director of Health stay-at-home order, the big one, Marion Public Health's website, the COVID-19 page from the Ohio Department of Health, United States Department of Health information, Ohio Department of Jobs and Family Services. There's a statement on there on Marion's public parks and how they're impacted. And then that report I mentioned, there's an Ohio Travel Association recovery report that talks about our recovery in tourism, which obviously has a large impact on our overall economy. And you'll find that on there, too. And so we encourage you to visit the Marion County COVID-19 Info and Updates page. And then, of course, we have our Support Our Local Restaurants page, which has all the local restaurants. If you see anything on there that's not accurate, just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep it updated as best we can, but things sometimes change. But as far as we know, it's pretty accurate. And then finally, on our Facebook page, our A Taste of Marion Mobile Edition Facebook group will give you those specials every day at our local restaurants, it's a lot of fun just to see, you know, what's coming up next. Of course, I already know what's coming up all week, but you won't know till 10 o'clock each morning. But you
That's
can
true.
Make sure that you have become a member of that group and get those specials every day and patronize our local restaurants.
Okay, well, Mark, we covered quite a bit there today. I thought it was a very informative show. And again, this was Mark Holbrook with the Marion Area Convention Visitors Bureau. Once again, oh, you're not in the office right now, right?
Not in the office right now, unfortunately. So if you want to reach us, probably the best thing to do is to email us at info@visitmarionohio.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is visitmarionohio.com on Facebook, and just leave a message on Messenger.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former